Hey everyone, Cleopatra here. We were trying to record this episode on June 19th, but we were having some technical difficulties, so we're not able to record it. But I just wanted to say happy Juneteenth or happy belated Juneteenth by the time you hear this episode. I know a lot of people did not know what Juneteenth was until this year, still may not even know what the hell everyone is talking about. So I'm just gonna give a little information about Juneteenth. Juneteenth does celebrate the end of slavery in the United States of America. Most Americans celebrate the 4th of July as Independence Day, but Black people were not free on that day. When Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863, all Black people were not free. In Texas, Texas was the last state to free slaves, which was on June 19th, 1865, which is what we call Juneteenth. So they were the last state to abolish slavery, and they were the first state to recognize Juneteenth as an official state holiday. But Juneteenth is not a national holiday as of yet, and we are trying to work to make it a national holiday as it symbolizes the freedom of Black people across America. So I just hope y'all got informed. I hope y'all learned some new information if you didn't know anything that I just said. I hope you guys got informed, get informed, sign the petition. It'll be in our description. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
Hey guys, welcome to the Things My Parents Don't Know podcast. Today we have a spicy episode, hopefully. We'll be reading off some submissions today and giving a little feedback, so buckle up.
And we have a special guest today, Denise, along with Gary, Cleopatra, and Jackson. Right, so let's read the first. It says, I'm bisexual. I think it's perfectly okay to be in love with Black people. And I'm planning to lose my virginity in a couple of months with my boyfriend, even though they believe in waiting until marriage.
Thank you. I saw this one, and I just think it's weird to specify that you're okay with being in love. Like, did that have anything to do with the rest of your submission, or did you just thought you'd put that out there? Like,
they probably, but their parents are probably racist. They don't like Black people.
Okay, you can just say your parents don't like Black people, but I think it's perfectly okay to. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I find it equivalent to somebody. I think it's perfectly okay to eat soap. I mean, who asked you?
Eat soap.
I don't know.
Things my parents don't know. They don't know that I think it's okay to be in love with Black people. They're probably like, Black people are bad people.
I'm just saying. It didn't even have anything to do with the rest of the...
It may. They might be losing their virginity to their Black boyfriend.
You didn't even read the rest of the question.
Yeah, I did. It says, I'm bisexual, think it's perfectly okay to be in love with Black people, and I'm planning to lose my virginity in a couple of months with my boyfriend, even though they believe in waiting till marriage.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Well, I mean, life don't happen in one set way, so I don't know what the... I don't know what the stigma is about, you know, being with somebody before marriage or whatever, because it's like you might wait all your life to get married and then find out your partner ain't got a dick. So,
what? But she would love them for them.
I'm just saying, like, waiting until marriage is kind of you want to test the product before you sign on for. like you would test drive a car. You wouldn't just hop in that motherfucker and start driving and find out 2 miles later that the shit ain't got no engine in it.
Denise, let's hear your input.
Okay, so I get exactly what Gary's talking about, but I grew up in a household where my parents are kind of like that. They're like, it's good to wait till marriage or everything like that.
Yes,
and it's just, yeah, it's more of a thing of, how do you put it? It's more of a virtue thing for women. It's good to save yourself, to keep yourself pure for the right person to come along, because you don't want to give yourself to everybody. You know, you first try out the first person and then it's not good. And then you go on to like three different people and then it's not good. And then when you get to your husband, you're like, well, you know, I don't really want to have sex no more because all my sex was trash. You know, because I get it. But my household, they were like, my parents were like that. But after a certain point, they were like, you're going to live your life regardless. Have sex or not, it doesn't matter to us as long as you're using protection and you're being safe.
Right. And I said that I'd wait until marriage. My mom was like, I ain't doing all of that. I mean, so it just depends. I feel like you wait. Women usually wait for men, and men don't wait. They just be slinging their dick wherever.
Amen. Amen.
Right. That's old world shit anyway.
Sorry, would you wait until marriage? Oh, never mind.
Wait until marriage is old world shit, yo. Maybe my granddaddy's granddaddy was waiting until marriage, but I ain't got time. It's Tinder out there. I ain't got time.
Anyways, Jackson, what do you think?
about waiting till marriage?
Yeah.
My personal opinion, I don't really care. I mean, I don't really know what to say to that. I guess it's, if it's a religious thing, I'm not sure the question. She doesn't want to wait till marriage, but her parents want her to, or what's?
Yeah.
Well, it's assumed.
That's weird.
That's what they said. They said losing my virginity in a couple of months, even though they believe in waiting till marriage. Did you plan to lose your virginity? Did you just say, okay, yeah, we'll lose our virginity on Christmas? Like, how does that?
I mean, some people do, but my thing is, you know, it's not. I mean, depending on how old you are, of course, and how old the other person is, you know, don't get into any sort of situation that, you know, where someone else is pressuring you. But regardless of that, if you're, you know, if you're of the legal age, and, you know, then all that stuff becomes a non-factor, I think. You know, it's not really, in my personal opinion, it's not your parents' job to, you know, I think they should be out of, I think the parents' input, once you're 18 and you can make your own decision, waiting till marriage, all that stuff is just out the door, because you're your own person, you decide, you're a legal adult, so
you decide when you want to.
Yeah, it's weird. I think it's weird that your parents would, you know, stain you or make you feel bad.
I mean, also, are you about to say, yeah, mom, I just lost my virginity, so, I mean, I don't know. That's not something I mean, I don't know.
The way how she's talking, I feel like if she do, her parents gonna have a fucking heart attack, because you done hit three strikes in one go.
I'm bi. Virginity,
you're not married, and it's to a black person.
We don't know if it's to a black person. They probably just added that.
If they had the balls to specify it that hard in the sentence, then it's most likely a black person, in my opinion.
And they're bisexual, so are we assuming
that's a quadruple threat? Your parents gonna pass the fuck out.
So just make sure you're out of the house before, you know.
I mean, I don't think her parents, it depends on how everybody's parents are, because mine, I'm also bisexual too, and my parents wanted me to wait till marriage, so it doesn't really, girl, live your life, girl or guy, live your life. It does not matter. I promise you, because your parents are going to be there to support you whether or not you make a mistake or not, because they are your parents.
Right. And even they're going to support you.
Like,
even if they don't support you,
the porch, but
they will come back around.
I mean, yes. You know, like I always say, parents are people too. And people have their vices, they fucking hang ups, they mental deficiencies or whatever the fuck. So yeah, they're your parents, but they might not always be the mental rock that you need. You really gotta find that shit yourself. Like, it would be nice if all parents were just, you know, the most understanding and, but not all of them are like that. And we don't know your parents, so don't take our word for it, but
Right, they
you
might be
might have to
great.
tiptoe your way around it just to see where their mind is at.
Girl, just start asking random questions.
What
Or whoever, just start asking
One of my
random
friends
questions.
are bi and they're dating a black guy, and if they go, she needs to
Disown her. She's no longer your friend.
then you know that, okay, maybe.
All right, so let's read another one. I'm just gonna summarize this one. It's pretty long. Basically, this female went to an unknown town, a random park, with her friend's big sister. And the sister picked them up, and she was supposed to be home around 8 to 9, and then she ended up sleeping over at her best friend's house, so her parents don't know that she went to this random town to skateboard with her best friend and her sister. Or she was dropped off by her best friend's sister, so she was there with her best friend. She said she was 15. I think you should be safe. We all have made stupid decisions in our youth. Me and Denise
Amen.
have gone an hour away to meet a boy before twice. Twice. She always reminds me. What you making
Twice.
these?
I'm just saying, Jesus Christ, if you don't do all of that.
I mean, but look, we were
We were
young,
young. I
so.
was talking to this boy. I wanted to see him. So I went to see him.
And how did that
But it
work?
was a waste of
It was a
time.
waste. How was I supposed to know it was a waste of time before I went there and he tried to have sex with me in a
Context
Walmart?
clues.
Well, I didn't get none until I got there. Tried to have sex with me inside of a Walmart child. I was like, excuse anyways. But when I look back at it, it was stupid, but I think I was smart to go with my friend. I didn't go by myself. I've done a lot of
Girl.
quote unquote smart, stupid things. I used to, I don't know if y'all heard of IMDU.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have a family on there, and then I started talking to the mom, my quote unquote mom, like on WhatsApp or whatever. And she was in Georgia, and one day I was hungry, and I was at my friend's house, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm hungry." And she brought me Zaxby's.
Wow.
So now that I look back at it, I could have gotten me kidnapped, but the smart part, I didn't give her my address. I gave her my friend's neighbor's address, right? But she brought me Zaxby's, but I could have gotten got. And then I told my mom, she was mad about it. I was like, "Why are you mad?" She's my online mom. And she actually wanted to meet my mom. And my mom was like, let me meet her ass so I can send her ass to jail. And I was like, excuse what? So I never planned that again.
I mean, it's 2020 now. It was it's this human trafficking shit's been bad for the last 4 or so years. So I wouldn't advise doing this shit no more unless you got like satellite fucking detection on your shit where they can find you immediately. Because suppose she wouldn't have seen this guy and he put a rag over her face, she got a little sleepy, and next thing you know, you
Well,
sucking dick in Guatemala.
she didn't see a guy. She went to
I'm talking about y'all.
Oh, me! If I went to see the guy, that's why I went with my
I
friends.
mean,
I didn't just randomly meet this guy. We were FaceTiming. I Googled him. He was a legit human. Okay, now you judging me,
I'm telling you, you gotta be more
I
careful.
mean, I definitely understand what Gary's talking about because in college, I have a friend who does that. Like, she has her own car and everything, so she'll pick up and kind of go whenever she wants. But we all have her location because it was this one time. I guess it was like spring of 2019. She just picked up and she went. I want to say we're in Huntsville, Alabama for college. So she went literally about 5 minutes away from the Tennessee-Alabama borderline just to go meet a guy.
Oh, hell.
And we almost lost our minds. Oh, wow. We had to go find her. Oh. So, yeah.
Y'all judge me, Gari. Have you ever met someone online?
I have never I've never driven more than 30 minutes to meet anyone.
But you have met someone online.
Yeah, but I'm a dude. It's a little different. It's not right, too different because I can still get strong arms. All right. Dudes can still get got, so don't take what I'm saying. Like just says, I am a big, large.
Hello.
Anyway, I'm a big, large black man, so ain't nobody gonna come for me. At least I don't think so. But if you a dainty little female, you don't need to be running around all over the place. You don't need to be driving more than 20 minutes away from your location.
I guess. Am I a dainty little female? Is that what
you... Can you fight somebody off if they try to chloroform you?
Yes, that's why I went with two friends. You can't get all of
them. Can they fight somebody off? You know females, they'll...
Oh my god!
And then start sitting there screaming while you get took.
I don't think Denise would have let me get took, okay?
I'm not saying she wouldn't. I'm just saying y'all need to have some protection. Bring a mace or a taser.
I had a pocket knife.
A pocket knife. Are you comfortable stabbing someone?
If someone was about to kill me, I think I'd be comfortable stabbing them. I'm not going to say, oh, I have a knife.
Okay, it's a different sensation stabbing somebody.
To use it. You've stabbed someone.
Anyway, what's the next?
Anyway, Jackson, do you have any input here?
On meeting people hours away?
No, just going places. Going random.
Have you ever met someone online?
Come on, Jack. I know you've met a couple of
Please.
What?
No, I haven't.
Boring.
I would say don't do that, but if you do, I know, you know, it's 2020, everyone's doing stuff online, it's just easier. And this day and age, you know, with COVID and whatnot, it's just easier to plan things. I would say have an online date, you know, preferable to going out and meeting that person. You know, just make sure you know who you're meeting, go with a friend if you can, or
like Cleopatra did. Okay.
Yeah, or you know, tell I know this is things my parents don't know podcast, but I would say tell your parents or
I'm not telling my
parents. Yeah, that would
actually when I went with Denise and another friend, they told their parents. I was like, what the hell?
Pause. No. I mean,
you could say you're going to meet a friend.
Oh. Well, someone told their parents, and then everybody got in trouble. I was like, Lord, and then, yeah.
I mean, if not your parents, then somebody who is old enough to come out and find your ass in case you go missing.
Yeah. Anyways, next one says, I never really enjoyed sex with a man. I'm a lesbian. I have great sons. I love them dearly, but I love women. My dad is deceased, and my mom isn't accepting. I think she's in denial. Being gay is not something you pray away or goes away. It's part of who I am. I wish that my mom wasn't so negative. This female is in their 50s.
At this point, we just need to go ahead and get it out the way.
Get it out the way?
I mean, you're 50. Unless you're living with your parents still, then they can't really do nothing to you. Okay, they find out you're gay, and then what?
They gonna block them. They gonna
you 50 yourself now. It don't matter. If they can't handle it, then maybe they shouldn't, you know, be your parents anymore.
But now it's like she gotta come out to her mom and her children.
Now, if your kids got a problem with you being the way you are, then your kids need to figure out where they're gonna be sleeping in the next day. Because what the fuck? Who are you? You literally came from my loins. I can put whatever else inside me that I want to.
All right, Jackson, what do you have to say? Oh, man.
You know, she's 50, obviously. You know, she probably has her life together. I would say, did she say she's told her mom yet? Or she told her mom, but her mom...
We're assuming that she has not.
Yeah, because she said my mom is... I wish that my mom wasn't so negative, so...
Oh, I mean,
she
that's the way...
She said she's in denial.
Maybe.
She, I mean, you can't really, I mean, you know, you're 50 years old, and I know I'm young, I'm probably less than half your age, but still, you can't really live your life for other people. That's not, in the end, that's not what's going to make you happy. And you really, you know, people, when they don't know about stuff, yeah, they're going to speak negatively about it because they have ill-informed opinions. But I mean, the same with my mom. Before I told my mom that I was, she, you know, she didn't really like, well, not that she didn't like it, but she just didn't know much about it. And, you know, she, whatever she saw in the news is kind of the opinions that she was forming until I told her. And that changed her whole viewpoint in that second, because, you know, she knew who I was and she knew I wouldn't lie about something like this. And she knew I was being serious. So, you know, I would say be truthful and just go ahead and tell her, because one of my biggest regrets in life is not telling my grandfather. And, you know, that's just, you don't think about it, but something like that, you know, you'll just continue to think about even after they're gone. So, you know, just be truthful. I would tell your kids to, I mean, don't take my advice, you know, do whatever you want to do, but like, if I had kids, I would probably tell them, because, you know, I don't want them to grow up with ill-informed opinions on lesbians or gays, knowing that I could have, you know, been that one person to change their mindset. Because I don't know, if you're not vocal about it, who knows what they're thinking. And I don't know, but I'm starting to ramble, but that's my opinion.
All right, Denise, what do you think?
Ma'am, you're 50. I would just tell you, like,
we don't mean this in a mean way, by the way.
You
gotta rip that band-aid off by this point.
I was gonna just say, you're 50, you have children, you have a life, you have everything else independent from what your mom is. And I know it hurts, you know, not having your mom's approval about this, but hey, it's your life. Your mom is not gonna approve of everything you're gonna do or everything you're gonna say and stuff like that. Speaking from personal experiences, I always look for the approval of my parents, but I'm 20 and you're 50. You got life on you. You gotta go, because if you die, you're gonna die in regrets of not living your life the way you wanted to, not the way your parents wanted to, the way you wanted to. So just live your life to the fullest. Keep doing whatever you're doing and accept the fact that you are who you are and nobody else has to approve of that.
And that's on period. And your mom is probably in her late 60s, 70s. She's about to die.
Oh, okay.
If she not about to, she's going to die.
She's being honest, though.
I mean, yeah, I don't want your mom to die, but she is going to die soon. You don't want to wait until she die and then you about to die before you start living your life. And you're like, damn, I should have lived my life 50 fucking years ago. So, yeah. Live your life, sis.
I suppose.
Because that's a blunt way to put it.
Yeah, I'm being blind. No time to sugarcoat it. Anyways, last one. It says, I struggle with my body image. My parents do not know. Does anyone want to go first?
Wait.
I can go first.
I struggle with my body image.
Oh. That's a secret you keep from your parents?
Yes.
Oh, yes. If it's a female, then you're very, 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 very insecure about your body image. Some females are. I know, take it from me, I am plus size. I am the most roundest, curvaceous, chubbiest person you're going to meet.
Beautifulest person I'm going to meet, period.
But at the end of the day, for your body image and self-love, you're going to have to practice that. That's one of the biggest things ever. And you don't necessarily have to let your parents know that you struggle with body image issues, as long as you have somebody that you can talk to that is guidance, that is positive guidance in your life, that can help you to bring that positive energy back about your body image. One thing that I did when I was in high school was I had a giant, like this really beautiful designer full-length mirror. And what I did was I wrote all of the adjectives that I think describe me, positive and negative, and I wrote it all around the perimeter of the mirror. And whenever I'm feeling bad, I'll just read it because, you know, those are positive things and negative things that I thought about myself. And the positive always outweighs the negative, girl. So it's going to be a process. It's going to be long because I'm still learning how to love my image too. But definitely don't be afraid to go on Pinterest, find stuff. Don't be afraid to go on YouTube. And don't be afraid to reach out for help. Like, there's so many self-help things online that you can really do it yourself. And yeah, prosper. Be the baddest you can be, period.
Period.
What I would say is, if you're uncomfortable with your self-image, that's like, because all growth comes from discomfort, right? So if you're uncomfortable with your self-image, that's just a sign that you in yourself are striving for more. You should be proud of that notion in itself, because a lot of people are just, you know, comfortable being where they're at. But if you feel uncomfortable with who you are now, then you can set small goals for yourself. You can do stuff to change the way you think. Nobody's saying go out and, you know, bench press 250 pounds and run 10 miles. And
but even still, if you're not comfortable with your body image and you're like, okay, well, I just want to, I want, like me, I say I want a Coca-Cola body. I have to love what I look like now, because when I get the Coca-Cola body, I'm going to feel like that ain't good enough. I can, and now I want something else. So you have to love what you have, and you got to be wanting to change it. Like what Kari said, you can finish. Kari, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, the fact that you are uncomfortable does not mean that you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be proud, if anything, because you're actively, in your mind, you're actively wanting to change your perspective. So when you get to a point where you can start making these changes in real life, then you'll have already made all the progress you need, you know? Like, just thinking about it in a way of, you know, I want to be a certain way. You wanting to be that way is the first step in changing, because you can look at yourself in the mirror and be like, nah, I don't, and not do anything.
Right. Like, personally, I used to get bullied, so I struggled with my self-image, and I guess my mom noticed that. She said she noticed something, I don't know, but she made me go in the mirror and tell myself that I love myself. And that's different, because your parents, yeah, if you say, oh, mom, I feel ugly, they're going to say, oh, my beautiful child, you're not ugly. That's what parents are supposed to do. But when she made me tell myself I love myself, it was like I'm talking to myself, and I thought she was crazy. I was like, I'm not going to tell. That's stupid. And I started to cry. I was like, I'm not doing that. And that's what I think built my self-esteem. Not 100% there yet, but nobody can tell me nothing now because I'm a bad bitch, period. But it's important to have supportive parents and not, you know, knocking you down. Because my dad's way of building someone up is to knock you down, expecting you to say, oh, let me get back up. But parents are supposed to be your backbone, supposed to build you up without knocking you down. So that's what I am happy that my mom did, because I was struggling and I wasn't going to say nothing, I know. But when she made me do that, I still do it to this day. And, you know, I'm a bad bitch, period.
Period.
Jackson, do you have any input?
What I would say is, you know, I don't think there's a person on earth who doesn't have some sort of body image issues. Everyone.
Even Beyonce?
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, everyone has something that they wish they could change about themselves. But, you know, personally for me, you know, I've always struggled with my weight and whatnot, but I think the most important thing is just trying to be healthy and, you know, and being strong. You know, some people are just naturally bigger, and there's not really much you can do about that, but focusing on your own personal health and your mental health, you know, reinforcing, I guess, positive attitudes towards yourself versus, you know, saying, oh, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm this. Just focus on what you do have, you know. Focus on, you know, whatever positives about you that you do like and focus on those. And while you're focusing on those, try and be better, because, you know, I was in kind of a rough patch, and, you know, you just wake up and you just feel disgusting with yourself. But, you know, I didn't like something, so I got up and I told myself, gosh, I don't really know. I'm starting to ramble now.
Everything makes sense, yeah. I promise.
But, like, you know, whatever negative things you're thinking about yourself, I guess, try and combat those with positive things about yourself. And then, you know, slowly, it's a process. It's not going to be, you know, easy. But while you're combating those negative thoughts with positive ones, work on whatever you don't like about yourself. And it doesn't have to be towards, you know, your weight or anything. If you want to just go on walks, you know, sometimes going out for a walk makes me feel better. It'll make you feel healthier, and it'll help clear your mind and stuff like that. But I don't know. Those are just my two cents.
Right, because this is the body you got to live in for the rest of your life. Yeah,
I would say focus on your own health versus what you think healthy looks like. Because, you know, when you see the supermodels on TV and they're super skinny and they look so... You know, everyone wants to look like them. In reality, I see this one girl on TikTok.
Okay.
Huh?
Just let's ignore it. Go ahead.
Okay. I saw this one girl on TikTok, and she got up. She was a supermodel. She got up, drank coffee, I think was the first thing that she ate. And then, like, throughout the day, just snacked on very small stuff. Stuff that, you know, didn't even look that healthy. Mm-hmm. I think she had
like one cracker and tuna.
Yeah, and hummus, and I think some kimchi, and I mean, the stuff didn't look bad, but it didn't look filling or healthy, or, you know, I'm like, no wonder. And she had most of her meals that day, she was drinking, you know, some sort of coffee or something to keep her awake. I'm like, no wonder you're trying to keep yourself awake. That diet, you're probably sleepy all the time.
Mm-hmm. But no bone structure.
But yeah, I would just focus on personal health over, you know, what you're supposed to look like.
And that's what I think my dad struggles with, like, what we're supposed to look like. He'd make comments to me like, oh, she's only doing this and I'm like, the media has gotten in your brains.
Yeah,
I don't get in mine. Because I have to love myself for who I am. Got to stay healthy. That's important. I'm not saying let's eat cheeseburgers and not care how much weight we gain now. You have to be healthy. Could have a cheeseburger, just, you know, don't overdo eating unhealthy and causing health problems for yourself. You know? Be healthy. Take a walk. Walk the dog.
Oh, gosh.
That's it. Does anyone want to say anything else?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, so.
Stay safe. Don't drive hours away to meet strangers.
Drink water and stay hydrated.
I like lemon in my water, so.
Positive thoughts.
Wear your friggin' masks.
Over.
If you motherfuckers cause me to have another fucking 6 months of quarantine, I'm dropping a nuke my goddamn self.
Okay.
Why are we being so violent?
I know, oh my gosh.
Where are you coming from?
But I don't mean I'm going to start walking outside and complaining about wearing masks to go into Walmart and shit.
Bye,
y'all.
Bye. Bye.